Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Mike with Rogue Media Network. As Texas opens back up, some of our shows have chosen to continue to record from remote locations. Some of our other shows have started recording in studio with very few people observing social distancing. Thanks for listening, and please be safe.
I used to play.
It's broken.
It's broken.
You should tighten the knob.
That, oh, I do that.
Like right that. Here. Right there. You got it. You're professional.
No, I'm sleepy. I'm a little schleppy.
I am too.
Take a nap.
Schleppy.
Take a little nap. A little nippy nap.
Don't expect me to take the lead.
That's a nap with your nipples out.
Nippy nap.
Excuse me?
A nippy nap.
Keep your nippies out.
What's your excuse?
This is What's Your Excuse?
Ex-producer Ryan is here.
That's right. Ex-producer of a episode.
I don't know. Yeah.
Before
he's like, don't do that to me.
Because he hated us. God.
So we have Ryan with us. I am Megan.
I'm Kaylin.
And that's our introduction.
And this
so
is What's
that.
Your Excuse? Yeah, you said
that's
that.
That's right. Yeah.
You said that.
Good. So we brought Ryan in because...
we didn't think of anything to talk about.
Yeah, per usual. Well, we did.
Just kidding. Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Look at us. So prepared.
But...
Oh. Let me start this.
So, yes, good thinking.
What's that for?
To time us so that we don't go at like 3 hours.
Because
we could.
Because y'all will,
yeah. Yeah, just talk forever. Mm-hmm.
So, what did you do this week, Kaylin? And last week? I haven't seen you in a couple weeks. Just two.
Yeah. Well, I moved.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty big.
Yeah.
Which is fun. And really like the new place. Mm-hmm. And my bedroom actually has air conditioning.
Yeah.
So that's big plus.
Yeah, that's an upgrade.
Oh, and my shower has water pressure.
Baller. And heat.
I love that. Yeah. It does. It gets fast. It gets hot really fast.
It gets fast really hot.
Yeah, the other day, because I'm used to turning the shower on and then pooping. That's what
okay.
I do. Because it takes about 10 minutes to get like warm at the other place.
Yeah, but then do you want to shower in your hot poop smell?
I don't smell it. I think my nose is a little broken. Also, people are lying if they, like, say they're not bothered by their own poop smell. Because, like...
You just said that.
Well, I mean, sorry. Like, not that I like it.
Who likes it? Ryan, do you like your doo-doo smell?
No.
No, okay.
The thing,
no, but, like, it's like I have an issue smelling other people's poop. But, like, when it's my own, I'm like, it's whatever. It's my poop. I don't mind it. That's the thing, right?
The saying is everybody loves their own brand.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't love my own brand.
Well, I mean, I'm not like, let's make a candle out of this. But
shitty ass candle.
That's going to be my new candle company. Bottle your poop smell. Send it to me. I'll make it into a candle. Infuse it.
It's a good prank candle.
That's a good thought. And you put like a chocolate label on it.
Oh, yeah.
You say it's like a chocolate smell?
Like a scratch and sniff.
I think
we were
putting like a Tootsie Roll in it, like, you know, like baby diapers. You know, at the baby showers.
Yeah. Megan's going a different direction.
I'm going like a prank, like you really prank them to make them think it's
a nice, good-smelling candle. At the end, though, you have a nice little chocolate turd in the middle.
Like it's got cinnamon rolls on it.
Like the surprise. You're talking like the surprise bath bombs that have rings in them
and
stuff.
This one's got a surprise turd.
This has doo-doo.
With the cinnamon roll packaging.
Kaylin shit gets in your bath water. Jesus.
Yum. Yeah, it's a bath bomb that just is actually shit.
You know what I've always worried about, speaking of baths filled with turds?
this is a thing.
No.
I always worried.
No, like I worry about, so when my sister was going to have Sophie. She told me she was thinking about doing a home birth, which is in a baby pool, basically. And my concern, and like we could not talk her out of it until I came up with the best way to talk her out of it, which was a very high percentage of women shit when they give birth.
Because they don't have an epidural if they're doing it at home.
So,
they don't get an enema, right? Because they give you an enema, don't they? In the hospital. They give you something that makes you like.
I think they just tell you to empty your bowels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, if they gave you an enema, then it wouldn't be as big of a concern.
Yeah. Well, they should do that. Why don't they do that? Hospitals, get on it.
I don't think you're supposed to when you're pregnant.
Oh.
Shoot water into your butthole?
Yeah. You can do an at-home enema before you go.
Yeah. It's an option.
Bend over. Get your little shower head.
I really want to get
it right up your butt.
I want to pay someone to do. I want to go to a colonic spa.
I'm sorry?
I told Long Baby that one day. Well, hang on. Let me finish this.
Right.
So, my sister, we could not talk her out of a home birth. And, like, my mom's big concern. She was like, so I was born 2 months early. And my mom was like, if something happens, you're going to be so far away from a hospital. Like, blah, 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 blah. My sister was like, it's fine. I'll be fine. And then the one thing that changed her mind was me being a genius and going, a very high percentage of women shit whenever they give birth. You're going to poop in a baby pool and then give birth to your child.
Covered in
and
shit.
And she's just going to be swimming in your doo-doo.
Yeah. That's a good way to get, like, fucking hepatitis, one of them.
Or at least just be born with pink eye.
Yeah. Pink eye, do hepatitis.
People, do a lot of people still do water birth though like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are they
I'm thinking? Pretty sure it's like going
what
uphill.
What are they thinking?
I'm just
I don't
saying,
know.
I mean, with the amount of like potential problems births have, you'd think you'd want medical professionals around.
Yeah, that's why they
invented
all the shit
you
have. Well,
you'd also think that people
have.
Would trust medical professionals in a global pandemic, but look at where we are.
Okay.
Well. I read this article the other day about potential, like even if a vaccine is created, just the amount of anti-vaxxers that are out there, and it's gonna just not help us at all.
Yeah,
because people are gonna be like, especially now that it's not getting years and years and years of testing, that they're gonna be like, oh, this could give you whatever Down syndrome. Like, is that not how it fucking works, you dumb shit?
More for me.
Yeah, I'll be like,
can you double up my dosage, sir? That's not how they work.
Probably doesn't work like that.
Give me 8 vials, we'll be set.
Yeah. Ideally.
At that point, you'd probably get it.
But so,
at that point, with that much of a dead virus injected into you,
it starts to live.
Yeah, it would just come back to life, and then you'd have it.
So, as far as the colonic goes, I want to get a colonic, and there are places that do them, that you like go and you get a colonic, and they, I mean, it's basically an enema, but you pay someone else to do it. And so I would like to do that because I hear it's like really good for your digestive system. So I asked Long Baby, but here's the thing is that in Texas, you have to get approval from a doctor to get a colonic because it is a,
they shoot it with moisturizers or like, is it just water? Just
you can add stuff.
Do that in your shower at home.
I don't want to.
I've done it so many times.
What?
Yeah. Sometimes I really have to prove it. You've never given yourself a little enema at home?
No, I did. So
I've had to do it.
The last time I went to the hospital, do you remember? You don't remember, but the last time I went to the hospital, it was because I could not shit. Shut up. I could not shit. And I thought I had another cyst rupture.
Oh, yeah.
So I went to the hospital because I was in like unbearable pain. Mm-hmm. And I had to go to the grocery store and buy fucking suppositories.
Yeah.
And I come home, and Ryan's like, what all did you get? And I was like, well, I bought some Miralax, which takes, like, 3 days before it actually works. So I was like, so that's not going to work. And I was like, and I bought these. And I just, like, hold up this little cup of suppositories. And he was like, And I was like, just oily butthole bullets. And, I mean, they're very difficult to keep in.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
I bet.
Could not.
Eesh.
Did you clench?
I tried. So then I tell my mom, I'm like, I can't poop. And she goes, do you think Ryan would be willing to give you an enema? And I was like, we're not there.
No, you just got to get one of those shower heads that comes off and you just bend over, relax, and you right up your butthole. It's worked on me before.
I mean, that's great. But
I've done it.
I want to get a professional because they know like what the limits are. They know how like all of that. And so I asked Long Baby, I was like, will you write me?
Worst things have been up my butt. So. Sorry, that was right there. I had to do it.
Take that out. My dad's listening. You don't really have to, Mike.
No, that's fine.
But
he doesn't listen.
So I asked Long Baby, I was like, will you write me a prescription to get a colonic? And he looked at me like I asked him to write me a prescription to murder someone. Like he was like, why? And I was like, I hear it's good for your digestive system. I have digestive issues and I've seen this and this. And he was like, no. And I was like, what? And he goes, I'm not writing you a prescription for that. And then I, of course, I was like, that's fine. If I go to this place in Austin, they have on-site doctors who just write the prescriptions because it's really just a legal matter.
I didn't know you needed a prescription.
I didn't know you did either.
It's because they're penetrating you.
Yeah.
So you have to get it. It has to be prescribed by a doctor.
Oh, you can't just sign a consent form?
No. Interesting. Not in Texas.
Oh, I didn't know.
I feel like they should still make you sign a consent form,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought, like, I picture it in a spa.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was imagining, like a colonoscopy spa.
Yeah.
They just got pictures of buttholes on the wall.
Clean.
It's like Jerry's.
Just nice and bleached.
It's a menu. It's a butthole menu.
Which would you like?
Take the bleach.
But no, I asked, like, you have to get a doctor's approval, I guess I should say, rather than prescription. They're like spas. But they just have a doctor on site that just like shells out these notes that are like, shove water up her asshole. Shove water up her asshole.
Isn't it a rumor that like Elvis had like a ton of stuff backed up into him when he died?
Oh,
I don't know. I just remember. Didn't he die on the toilet?
Yeah,
he did. But I don't know. Maybe we should Google how much was found. Like that's the
how much how was in Elvis's
asshole. Like he had like a lot of stuff up there.
He had a wine bottle.
That's always what I've heard. I guess I've never really done my own research.
You've never researched this?
I didn't research his asshole that much.
Was in why is my phone not auto correcting?
Not a big enough fan, I guess.
Elvis's butt.
So upon death.
He died.
By the way, autocorrect has put in a new weird word for me.
He died of constipation.
What?
Did Elvis eat sandwich when he died?
He died of constipation, is what,
what it says.
Caitlin just said.
Oh. Renewed Health Associations. Colon cancer kills far too many people every year. The king of bacon, banana, and peanut butter sandwiches. Why is this font so tiny? I don't like that. Hold on. You can't zoom in. In the bathroom at Graceland.
Mic down. You can bring your mic down.
He succumbed on the toilet to chronic constipation. He is going into his bathroom to read for a while. The book he took with him, interestingly enough, was The Face of Jesus, okay? I just want to know what was up his butt.
I don't care what he was reading.
I don't care about his music. What's in his ass?
What are his assets? We didn't realize until the autopsy that his constipation was as bad. We knew it was bad because it was hard for us to treat, but we didn't realize what it had done. We just assumed that the constipation was secondary to the meds that he was taking for his arthritic pain and for his insomnia. Constipation upset him quite a bit because Elvis thought that he could handle most anything. Thought he was really a man's man. He wasn't going to let something like this.
He was a man's man. He shit like a man.
You can't be constipated. Are these his actual intestines?
Big boy
poops.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
I don't think it is.
Oh, I don't care whose it is. That is like, painful to look at.
Oh, God. That, yeah.
See, this is why you poop four times a day.
Mm-hmm. Get that shit
out. Otherwise, they will kill you.
Ooh.
Okay, Jesus.
Your own turds will kill you.
Just drink some kombucha. That's what I do.
I don't like kombucha.
I love it. I use it as a margarita mix.
I like it.
Not a fan.
I like some of them. I have to get like the right kind.
You know what I like too?
What?
Kefir.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's how you say it.
It is.
Okay. Cool.
Kefir Sutherland.
Kefir. Yeah.
It is kefir. I like kefir. I can't drink a lot of it.
Yeah.
You
want to really know what my go-to if I'm constipated is though?
But
Starbucks chai. That shit, if I like literally it's like clockwork. Like, if I drink it, 30 minutes later, I am in the bathroom. It doesn't matter if I've been backed up for like a week. I don't know what it is. That shit goes through me and it destroys me.
Dude, can I tell you, every day Ryan gets after me because he's always like, you never finish the drink that you order.
She doesn't finish the food she eats usually too. She always leaves a bite or two on there.
A bite?
Yeah.
Power through. But see, that's the thing. That's how you get the physique that I have, is that you live your life going, it's only a couple of bites. Just finish it.
I do that all the time.
This is all one bite. One bite at a time. I gained all of this.
Most of the time it's when I'm eating pizza and I go, well, there's only two slices left.
Wrap it in foil.
And then I eat it. And then I eat one more because I'm like, I can eat one more. And then I'm like, well, there's no point in saving one slice.
Throw it away.
So I eat. Nope. No.
Yeah.
Can't waste
I think
that.
You think the way I do.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's just, I'm not going to put that back in there. I'll just eat it.
I'm just eating it.
See, and that's what, like, I try not to do because, like, being raised in the family I was raised in, it was very much like, just finish your food. Just finish.
Oh, yeah.
We were
in trouble if we didn't clean our plates.
Yeah, I grew
or
up
we
with
would
clean
go to bed
plate syndrome.
With no food. My mom would be like, you don't want this food I made? Cool, bye.
Oh, yeah. My mom was 100%. Never going to be a short order cook for us. Yeah. She used to tell us.
That's why, I mean, I remember, love them to death, but, like, I remember once for over Christmas or something, we were over at my aunt and uncle's house, and I was like, I don't know, I was probably like 8 or something. And like at that point, you know, I loved everything. I was still eating meat. Like I'd eat whatever you put in front of me.
Sure.
Not a picky kid. And then now I'm pretty much only picky against that, the certain squashes and zucchinis when they're cooked, melons, and papaya. Because papaya smells like armpit. Also kind of tastes like it.
All right.
I call it armpit fruit. Great. Name of the episode, armpit fruit. And, I just remember sitting there and he like put broccoli in his mouth and this kid, shit you not, like almost threw up on the table. His parents were like, you have to eat at least one piece. And then he was just like gagging. And I was like, the fuck? Like
that happened to a cousin of mine. My mom made her try squash that she cooked because my mom was always like, you can't say you don't like it until you try it. You have to at least try it. And she put a piece in her mouth and the faces this kid made, we were like laughing so hard. Yeah. She's crying and shaking, gagging. Like it was hilarious.
Yeah, that's pretty much like what he's doing. And I was just like, boy, it is not that bad. Mm-mm. And I was like, it's broccoli.
I like broccoli.
It's like one of my favorite vegetables.
I like raw broccoli more than steamed broccoli.
I like, that's one of the few that I actually like evenly. Because most of the time I don't like my vegetables cooked.
Yeah.
Like bell peppers, love them. But the moment that they're cooked, I'm like, okay. Like I'll eat them, but I won't sit there. What? No. Was there some in the hash?
Yeah.
That's fine. They were great. I just
that's fine. I mean, I vomited a little, but that's okay.
No.
I shit that out real quick.
I did. No, like, I mean, but I don't eat them like in the same quantity.
Yeah.
And then steamed carrots are also not one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
I like them in the little cubes, but like people that just sit there and eat like, I don't know. I also don't like a lot of butter on my carrots. I'm pretty weird about that.
Like, what about like honey butter carrots?
Like that's okay, but I would really just rather eat a raw carrot.
Okay.
At that point, or just like with a little bit of salt and pepper.
Ryan's and like, no,
gross.
Ryan doesn't like carrots.
I do, and he'll like eat them in stews and stuff like that when they're soft.
Yeah, that's good.
But I don't want some crunchy ass carrot.
Oh, I love crunchy carrots.
Tastes like fucking dirt.
You know what?
Like
one of my favorite combo is
celery.
I don't like celery.
I love celery.
I don't get so stuck in my teeth. I
love it.
I'm really. I think that's the point that gets me like the most is just like getting that shit out of my teeth.
If I gotta dip it in peanut butter or ranch, I mean, what's
I also do not like my vegetables in ranch, and I do not like cheese on my vegetables. Like in a hash or something, that's fine. But we're like, no, it's more like, it's like I don't like broccoli cheese. Like
really? Soup? You won't do the broccoli cheese?
No, I don't like that.
Or like broccoli rice casserole?
Okay, that's fine. Like casseroles are okay. But like people that just sit there and put frittatas? Like cheese on their, like just steamed vegetables, and then they put cheese on top of it.
This is just a food
that
podcast
I don't like.
Now.
Like, I would just rather eat some fucking steamed vegetables. I don't understand why you had to put cheese on it. And I'm, like, one of the biggest proponents of cheese in this world. Love
it's
cheese.
Delicious.
Every vegetarian.
I don't want it on my steamed broccoli.
Yeah.
Freaks me out.
I won't do it. I won't do it.
I won't do it.
Nope.
I fucking won't bring it over.
I'll never do it to you. So Ryan gets after me because I never finish my drinks that I get every morning at Starbucks.
Yeah. Plus, you only get a tall.
Right, that's where we
were. Yeah, I only get a tall.
I mean, how quick do you go through a tall?
Well... my drink in particular, that's about 5 minutes.
Yeah, but I get the nitro and like
the nitros
I want
to
savor
it. Do take me a little bit longer to get through.
And what happens is I drink a little bit on my drive home.
Is that much? Little Dicky.
Little Dicky.
Yeah.
That's hey, how you know Little Dicky now? Hi, I'm Dave.
Who? What?
Little Dicky. He's a real
good
rapper.
We'll watch it together.
Oh, okay.
It's on Hulu.
So
it's fucking funny. I love him.
I get home. So I drink a little bit on my way home. And then I get home and I'm like, I'm going to shit myself. So I have to shit.
She whispers it.
Yeah. I whisper it. That's why
she's
real worried.
She's driving.
In my ear.
Shit myself.
Yeah. I drive and I go.
Eyes
oh
widen.
Ah. I'm going to shit myself. So I get home. I put my coffee down. I take a shit. I drink a little more. And then I'm like, I should stop because I'm going to have to shit again. So that's why there's always some left.
Let me see.
But lately
I'm
I've been drinking
only
them all.
10 minutes to drink my coffee.
Yeah.
So I chug it.
Yeah.
I'm
see,
just like.
I have a time to be leisurely about it.
No.
Unless I'm in school, which I'm not right now.
RIP.
That's right.
RIP school.
So I did get a grant, though, so that was cool. Yeah, me. That was awful.
Yeah. Okay.
It was a big reach. Yeah.
I was looking at your elbow, but then I think I looked at your boob instead.
It's easy to confuse the two.
Just look at my tit. And
it was there. I was like.
Stare at the tit. Okay.
It's a new thing.
But yeah, that's what makes me poop is nitro with sweet cream and toffee nut. I like my drinks very sweet.
Yeah.
I get. I'm sorry.
You do.
Is there judgment?
Well, the toffee nut, sweet cream, and two sweet and low. That's
a lot.
That's hella sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't like any sweetener in my coffee. Mm-mm. Well, I can do a little bit of sweet cream because I do love that shit.
I like the sweet cream cold foam.
Yeah, that's what I get. Sweet cream cold foam, two sweeteners, toffee nut, nitro. And then I shit for days.
Shit pouring right out of your butthole.
Yeah.
The other day I had to...
Save that for the next song.
That's for the next special song.
The other day I was pooping and it was pretty runny. but then, you know...
This whole episode is shitting.
You know what? We're just a poop podcast.
Yeah, basically. 20-something minutes. That's not a bad idea.
Shit. It's not talking about our bowel movements each day. Right. But...
Mike's like, I'm not recording that.
I was jokes going, you, and you know, it was yeah, like I said, pretty runny. And Chris walked in. Chris walked in, and then
while you're pooping,
yeah.
Oh,
I put my feet on his knees before for extra help.
Does he read to you?
He coaches me through it. Breathe.
Oh my God. We are never going to be that close.
But, yeah.
Come sit here. I'm going to put my feet on you while I shit. Yeah,
you're
right.
Going to be my personal squatty potty.
He was. Yeah. I am paying for that shit.
Get on all fours.
But, oh my God. You know, sometimes whenever you're pooping and you got to squeeze a little bit and then some more pee comes out.
Yeah.
So that happened. And he was like, that's just straight water coming out of your asshole. And I was like, that one was pee, thank you. I don't know why that was relevant to tell y'all, but.
Well, it's fine. What is relevance?
Yeah.
We drove to Gatesville to get a bed.
Yeah, back to what we did with our weeks.
Oh, right, yeah.
We went to Gatesville and picked up a bed. We traded because Malin I wanted
lives
more
in Gatesville
room.
Now.
Oof, that is far.
It's a drive.
It is. I could never. No offense, Carrie. But we went to trade a bed because I wanted more room in what I call my craft room, also known as the laundry room, also known as the guest room.
Also known as
wherever I put extra shit.
Ryan is allowed
we
to
say
decorate.
Guest room, it's all
that's right.
Room.
Also known as, yeah, it's Alden's room. Yes, that's correct. Also known as the only room that I put Ryan's stuff that I don't like and use it to decorate.
Yeah, like my Night of the Living Dead, autographed George Romero.
Pretty fucking cool.
The person, not a poster.
We have his dead body.
Autographs to right. George Romero.
Yep.
Yeah, really I waited weird. In line for a while to meet him and get that. It means a lot.
I asked you steal for 3 years to put that thing up.
I was,
and then who
about
ended
the perfect
up?
Spot. Well, you every time the I picked a spot, you said no.
That's
no.
Not true. You picked like a spot one time.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Sorry.
I went to the living room and I said, "What about this wall?" No. I'm watching there. And then I went to another one and said, "No, no, no."
I don't think any of that.
Hanging
is
in the bathroom.
Yes. I even said the bathroom and she goes, no.
I'm not gonna look at that while I take a shit.
That's what she said. Well, I'm in there too. You got your legs on me.
I'll cover it up.
Yeah.
But so yes, that is where I hung it. So I listen.
I think at one point you said, how about the garage?
That was an option.
Yeah. I was like, you realize what this is? This is one of the legends of horror.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to VHS Trackers. This is Corey
and Bryson
signing off, but before we do, we're saying... Hey everyone, thanks for listening to VHS Trackers. You can follow us by...
That's
hey everyone!
Oh.
Sorry, dude. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to VHS Trackers. You can follow us at roguemedianetwork.com. Signing off, this is Corey
and Bryson
saying have a totally rad day. Late.
He's got a small point.
I mean, I don't deny it. Yeah, the man is a legend. However, I don't want to use it as a focal point of our home. No thanks.
It goes above the couch.
I'm proud of you for waiting in line.
I still think we should do like all of our favorite sitcoms and TV shows, though, to decorate. I would love it.
Already oh, do yeah. that sometimes.
We're starting an office subscription box, so if y'all would like to.
We are not starting an office subscription box.
We're starting a What's Your Excuse prescription
subscription box.
Yeah, we're just going to give you drugs.
We're going to prescribe you colonics.
Here's your shower head and some Starbucks chai.
And a little bit of nitro.
I promise it'll come right out.
Yeah. So we were talking about, because I was looking at subscription boxes for like 2 weeks. I finally landed on buying one. Probably going to cancel that membership as soon as I get my first one.
No, you might love it. They're kind of addicting.
It's true.
Because it is fun. It's like, you're like, oh my God, it's Christmas.
I know.
But it's a present for yourself.
So we were talking about how we both have enough stuff to start our own subscription box of What's Your Excuse things.
Yeah, Ryan said, he's like, we could start our own subscription box. As soon as she was like, I got one. He was like, we don't need more stuff. And then I was waiting for it. And Chris said, oh, she could do that too.
Yeah.
We got there. We got into the new house, started unpacking stuff. And he was like, can I just throw this away? And I was like, I took the time to pack that. That meant that it made the cut.
Why would I want it to be thrown out?
This made the cut. The stuff that isn't packed didn't.
Listen, and here's the thing. It is not my fault.
I purged a lot.
I have purged so many times in my life.
I put out 3 bags, buckets of clothing by my trash can, posted that shit on Free and For Sale. All of it was gone, like 30 minutes.
I'm thinking about posting.
80 people messaged me. It was scary.
I'm thinking about posting, like, go into my garage, take whatever you want, leave the buckets. Like, honestly,
I put the buckets out
stuff
there too.
We want to get
Someone
rid of.
Did Dustin ever come get that wood?
He came and got some of it.
Oh, okay.
But so
never
Ryan,
any wood in
what
this
kind of wood?
Here's
got.
The thing.
It's
like firewood type stuff.
Yeah.
And Dustin asked us for some. We said sure, but I didn't ever saw him come and get it.
Yeah, he did. He came and got some of it. He's gonna come back another day because he didn't realize how
Does
much there was.
Does he text me like, "Hey, I'm in your backyard"?
Yeah, he texted me was like, "I'm on my way," and I said, "I am 100% about to fall asleep on the couch. Please don't wake me." So he just went and grabbed it. So, but.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Ryan gives me a lot of shit about how much stuff we have, or I have. But it's not my fault that I
Whose
buy things to decorate
yeah,
and all
like
he has
things.
Is one red pan that he brought to our home. Okay.
When we more than a in, pan.
When we moved in together, I said,
like
what
I found
kitchen
a pan
stuff?
In the trash
had,
and said,
I had one pan and 3 posters.
That's right. I said, what kitchen stuff do you have? This fool.
This?
Exactly. He holds up this red pan with grill like spot and he goes, I brought this.
It's a good pan.
That's it.
No, I
That's
had some silverware and stuff
table.
Too.
So how is it my fault that I had to decorate our home basically all by myself?
Mm-hmm.
I was forced to. You forced my hand.
You forced it. You held a gun to her head.
Essentially.
And said, decorate our home with whatever you want.
But also work these ugly posters into your decor.
Yeah.
They're not ugly.
They are cool looking.
See?
But I don't know where I would put them with my decor.
Oh, you'd put
the garage.
It would probably fit right in with most of my decor.
Yeah.
Mine's terrifying.
Yeah,
they'd go great next to the big booty dolls.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then give them to her.
No.
I think we've solved this.
I told you I waited in line forever for that autograph.
I think we've solved this issue. You give them to Caitlin. They fit in.
You can
come
visit
them
whenever you want.
I'd sell it on eBay before that. I wonder how much it goes for on eBay.
Wow.
Probably nothing. It's got your name on it.
To Ryan.
Does it? Oh, yeah, it does say
it
that.
Says,
stay scared, yeah.
Yeah.
Stay scared.
Whatever, some Ryan would want it.
Love that. Yeah, Chris, when we were moving, he was like, most it's ever taken me to move, 4 hours max. And I was like, well, it's not my fault your life can fit into a box. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, sorry. He's like, you got way too much stuff. What are we throwing out? And then I started packing up my shoes. He goes, too many. Get rid of some. And I was like, no, these are my shoes. She's like, make or break an outfit.
I like how few words he uses. Too many.
Yep. No, he never uses full sentences. He's just like, look at this. He's a man of few words.
George Romero, Dawn of the Dead, signed poster, $724.
Look at that. Pay your rent.
Well, then what the fuck are we doing? Let's sell it.
I have the Night of the Living Dead. It's got George Romero and John Russo.
The more time you wait, the more time he's dead.
Look at this. Look at this. This is the exact poster I have. $500.
The other day,
I posed the question, then what the fuck are we doing with it?
The other day, I looked up how much my...
That's a quarter of a ring.
Diamond?
My Hobbit Pez dispenser went for. And my Hobbit Pez dispenser limited edition series goes for about $124.
Sell
Pez
it.
Dispenser set. And I also have a Lord of the Rings one, limited edition.
Sell it.
She's so willing to
Darth
get rid
Vader
of everything.
And Darth Maul.
Sell it. No. I am willing to get rid of things.
Yeah, I don't know why I have those still.
Because I learned a lesson in my pop vinyl collection days. If you don't sell it when you think to yourself, I should sell this because it's worth $95, the next week it's going to be worth $60.
No, this is a legend of horror.
I'm going to bring some of my pop vinyls to put in here, okay, Mike?
Oh, yeah, me too.
I'm going to sneak one in. They're all Alice in Wonderland themed.
I do.
Mike, you
want
to buy my poster?
Mike, you want to buy my poster?
He's like, not for $700.
Would you pay $100 for it?
Do Mike, sell it for
how high are you? How much do you want me to get engaged, Mike? Because that is at least a quarter of a ring.
Here, let me make the ring.
I have
no jewelry experience, but so, I could make a nice pipe cleaner ring.
Thank you.
She's going to kill me.
Get an M&M in there.
Shut the fuck up.
I'll just get you a ring pop.
But y'all need to stop, all of you.
I'm just trying to help you get engaged.
The show. Not like that.
Okay. Okay, don't worry. I got your back. I'll help you plan a real good engagement.
Thank you.
Real over top.
Yeah. Thank you. Look at you.
Good I used to friend. Watch engagement videos in my free time.
Right? Who doesn't?
It's fun.
So
I like to see it.
What? Oh,
and when I think about how I'll probably say no.
No, thank you. But can I have the ring?
This is amazing. No.
I know that everyone's watching. But
I know you've gathered all of your friends, my friends, our families, but...
We really should have talked about this first.
We should talk in private. You just whisper, no, thank you.
Maybe later. Shh. That's how I'm really afraid it's going
to
go.
I did also want to talk about... I wanted to talk about this question. So we were talking about weird, like, news articles today, and I had seen one a few days ago that said, like, can farts spread coronavirus?
We could spread coronavirus through our fart candles.
Oh, my God. We can't make them. They're not fart candles.
Poop candles.
That's just called farts. A scent that fills the air is just called farts.
This one smells like poop after you've had your coffee. This one smells like poop after Mexican food. This one's poop after some spicy Thai.
Oh, my gosh. Oof.
It's got a little bit of cayenne pepper.
Yeah. Sign up for the subscription box.
That's true. Everyone's going to think our subscription box is just our poops.
Different poop smells. This one is poop from October 12th.
It's not. Who knows? You could end up with a subscription box worth $750.
You could.
Dude.
You pay $50 and it could range anywhere from $2 worth of product in there to
doo-doo.
$750.
To shit in
to little
bathtub.
Shit.
Oh, no.
But, so, yeah, that was the article. And basically, one of the doctors said, like, no bare butt farting is basically the main
Scottish
point of
kissing.
It. And it brought up a point. Do you want to explain what that is,
yeah,
Ryan?
Please.
It's basically, yeah, you, like, press your ass, like, against, like, somebody.
Bare butt.
Bare ass.
And then
you fart.
And
do you put your buttholes together?
No, you're not going butt to butt. It'd be like if
you're not
just
farting
like sat
back
on your
and
leg,
forth.
Bare butt.
Okay.
And then farted. And then the result is that your butthole suctions to their skin a little bit.
What?
And it goes.
No, I don't does it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm trying this later.
That's where the name kiss comes from, is that your butthole suctions a little bit and then goes.
I just thought Scottish people were weird.
Yeah, I was like, where does Scottish come in?
I don't know.
Oh,
don't
maybe
know.
Because of the kilts and. They didn't wear anything under it, so you could just.
I bet that's it. I'm glad we've solved this.
Look at us. We're some Sherlock Holmes over here.
But so it brought up a question that I had asked Ryan like a month ago about surgical rooms or surgery rooms. I don't know.
Well,
it's because we were watching Scrubs.
You and I collectively are Sherlock.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, we were watching Scrubs, and it's the episode where Turk farts? No, Todd farts.
Todd does.
That was a fart that I made with my butt.
Yeah.
and I had said, Do you think that farting in a surgical room ruins the sterile environment? Because there are fecal particles in your farts. Right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Little flecks of turd.
Yeah. Just
little turd
invisible
flicks.
Doo-doo particles. So,
turd flicks.
Little bits of shit. Little shit bits.
Shit bits.
Name of the episode.
Name of our subscription box.
That's right. Shit bits.
Bits of shit.
But so I was like, do you think that that ruins the sterile environment? Because there's fecal particles. So then I Googled it. Well, first I called my dad.
Armpit fruit and shit bits. There we go.
Yeah. Both perfect.
So that way people are really intrigued.
I called my dad and I was like, do you think that it ruins the sterile environment? And he was like, you know, hon, I think that's a really good question. And I was like, do you
need to ask long baby this?
And so I should have. But instead I Googled it. And basically,
that's what Long Baby does anyways.
Because that's true.
The other day, Connor called him Dr. Babyface. And I was like, well, not quite, but thanks.
Yeah, you're close. I Googled it and it said, like, it's okay if, like, the surgeons fart. Really, the biggest risk is if the person receiving surgery farts.
Really?
Because they're naked. Oh. So it's just up in the air.
They got robes on, right?
Yeah, but they don't have underwear on, if they've got like some kind of surgery, like
gown.
Yeah. Gown, they just have the gown.
Surgical gown.
Yeah. And then if they don't have underwear on, like if you're getting a hysterectomy or something like that and you fart, sterile environment is gone because there's just poop floats.
Interesting.
Now we're in the Middle Ages as soon as you fart.
Poop floats.
Just poop all in your body.
Build your own poop floats.
I wonder if that's how infections happen.
Send them a bottle of Coke. And some frothy ice cream.
I'm sorry. Kayla went off here.
Shit
floats.
That's right.
Let's start an ice cream parlor.
With our shit?
Yeah. Oh. Speaking of parlors, you know there's a barber shop in here?
Yeah, I had no idea. When did that happen?
Oh. Mine says, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a barber shop.
Well, there's a sign outside. This is a barber shop.
Yeah.
It's right there.
I get my hair cut? Will you shave my head?
I swear.
Just kidding. I've already gone through that phase. Just kidding. I still want to do it, but
it's fine.
Now I've gotten my hair this long again. I'm like, oh, I should probably keep it for a while.
I know. I've thought about shaving my head again too.
But I've seen so many people doing it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I would look cute.
I've asked everyone in my life, and they all say that they won't listen to me complain again whenever I have to grow it back.
Yeah. Well, you can just buy a bunch of wigs like I did.
That's an option.
I have a whole wig bag now.
Yeah.
Nice. I don't know if that's a flattering angle of me, Ryan.
It's not. I was worried about him taking those photos because I'm like,
I gotta press my chin under.
It's like I have a goiter. So,
a fucking goiter. What are you talking about?
This. It looks like a goiter.
No. Yeah, I'm done doing shit for you.
Okay. Well, do we want to
talk about other things?
Read the thing that I found.
Yeah.
We did find a fun news segment. Called Strip Club offers drive-through services during U.S. lockdown.
That's right.
So, that's fun.
Do you want to explain how it works?
I do. So, first off, it says, the owner of the business says, the main service that we're providing with this food delivery is a little bit of fun. So, really what it was is now the strip club has become a restaurant. And you can drive through food. Because they were like, well, we might as well keep the kitchen open.
My dad once told me he had a friend who would say, like, you want to go to this strip club? They have free steak and lobster. And my dad was like, what?
Why would you want that steak or lobster?
Yes. And my dad was like, what? And he goes, this guy was like, it's free steak and lobster. And he was like, this doesn't seem to make sense. And the guy goes, I mean, it's a $50 door charge. But And my dad's like, then it's not free steak and fucking lobster,
sir. It's probably
also
like steak.
Glitter on your steak.
Glitter.
Sorry.
I imagine it's like not
cooked
correctly.
Titties getting on my steak.
What?
I said, I imagine it's not cooked correctly either. Like, there seems to be a good way to get some sort of food poisoning. I don't think I trust lobster from a strip club.
They can't. So
it sounds pretty gross.
They can't serve food, at least in Texas. You cannot serve food if you are a full frontal strip club. You can't even serve alcohol, I believe.
Why?
That's why, like, Sunny's BYOB was BYOB. If you have your vagina out. If you have your vagina out.
Oh.
I think it is.
Not just your titties.
I don't know about the food, but you can definitely serve alcohol.
I don't know, because that's why Sunny's was BYOB for so long.
I just thought it's because they didn't want to pay for the license.
No, it's because they had their twats out.
Oh.
He says Ryan's right.
Yeah, they just didn't
Ryan's right?
Yeah, they just don't want to pay for the license.
No.
So they're just like, here, we got pussy.
Mike, I'm going to give you a bit of advice that I've given. I'm going to give you a little bit of advice.
We provide the pussy.
You're going to hear a phrase that Ryan hears very often. Wrong team, Mike. Even if I'm wrong, you have to side with me.
Yeah. Well, I'm preparing so you for comment sections when later you go where they rip you to shreds.
I don't fucking care.
Yeah, we don't
care. We love our listeners. I don't care.
Do they have their menu?
I am interested. I don't know. This one, that's an ad.
Do you think they do
but
themed?
It is called the Lucky Devil Lounge, and it's now transformed itself into Lucky Devil Eats, which has the dancers deliver food and food to go, a drive-up service where takeout orders come in with an in-car experience that includes performances, music, and lights under canopies. So essentially, they got like a
under canopy. Do they install the canopy in your car?
I think it's
it's like the tent. The
yeah,
tent canopy.
They put like up a big tent, and then the girls are in there dancing, and then some of them bring the food to your car. But they're closed. They're clothed because they want to be able. Yeah.
Do they even have like bathing suits on?
Well, like I mean, they're in like yeah, their nipples are covered. Is what I meant. There's
they got
nudity.
Like thongs and like electric tape on their nipples.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they want people to be able to take photos and share their experience.
Do you think
Instagram.
They actually have electrical tape on their nipples, or do you think they wear like just the very like very small bathing like bikini tops?
Yeah, or
because that's
tassels.
What I would imagine.
Yeah, well, there is a picture here.
Oh, good.
I assume they serve.
Thank God.
What do you think they serve there?
Steak
milk
and lobster.
Cookies?
No, they're not. You think they do like just like wings or something?
Probably
thighs, chicken thighs.
I don't know. It doesn't tell me.
Good God.
But it says
you cracked yourself up.
Overnight, they put a dozen of its employees back to work. It's dino know. Chicken nuggets and mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Flintstone shaped.
Yeah.
The 8-year-olds coming to eat. The kids eat free.
If they're driving through a strip club, they probably don't have much taste anyways.
So. Well, that's my other question. Do they allow kids in the car? I mean, because there are shitty people out there.
Probably, yeah. I mean, how
get
are they?
Get your kid out of here.
I wonder if you have to pay like a cover fee to drive through the drive-through.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Where's this photo?
Well, I lost it.
Damn it.
It evolved to include takeout with dancers entertaining customers as they drive slowly through the disco lit car park. So it's kind of like a trail of lights, but a trail of titties.
Trail of twats.
Trail of twats. It really says it feels really, really good to socialize even from a distance. That's probably
worst
lap dance ever.
the guys who go here are the guys that think they're going to take a stripper home, that a stripper's in love with them.
They're like, oh, that's my girl.
You think they wear masks?
I don't think they do.
Do you think they put masks on their vaginas?
No,
that's what they're wearing?
It does say that they are wearing,
case of coughs.
Yeah, they wear masks and gloves and get their temperatures taken each day that they're at work. So they're sitting there dancing.
I mean,
here
how much do they really care about
the
girls' faces?
Now it looks like a... Yeah, there we go. There's that picture. You see?
No, I can't see.
She got gloves on and she's like reaching out with the food and she's like, give me your money.
Arch your back a little girl. Come on now.
Bon Jovi playing.
Hunchback.
Living on
a
prayer.
Don't make fun of me. I'm a hunchback.
No, you're
not. Oh, they have like their own little stage and stuff too.
I've not noticed that.
I'll show it to you whenever we leave.
That's funny.
He's like, I would totally go.
He's like, where's this again?
Can I drive there? It's in Portland.
Well, there's like a little, I was looking at a little bucket that they hang off the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
They got to split their tips.
Yeah, it's tip
share. That sucks.
Yeah.
Tip share.
One girl's out there making all the money.
Yeah, and then she has to split it all.
Sad. But yeah, so that's a fun thing that's happened.
It is.
Since this has gone down. Drive-thru strip club. Waco, get on it. I'm sure there's.
No, thank you.
Or don't.
Don't.
Ooh, this one says 5-year-old pulled over by cops on his way to buy a Lamborghini.
Oh, did he get the Lambo?
Where'd he get the
fuck
money?
Fuck is on this kid's face.
Where'd he get the money?
I thought his face was caved
Nobody else is worried. Fuck him driving. Well, how'd he get
the youngster
money?
Said he had taken the family's SUV after his mom refused to buy him an Italian supercar.
How old?
Five.
Five?
How do you not have control of a 5-year-old?
Car in Utah. He said he was driving to California to buy a Lamborghini. With what fucking money?
How did he see
what is on his face? Is that blurred out? But it looks fucking terrifying, doesn't it? Look at that.
Oh.
I don't like that picture.
How could he see? Is this kid freakishly tall?
He also looks, I don't know.
My 6-foot four,
he looks
five
like he's eight.
It looks like they just put a paper plate over his face.
I don't like it. It's creepy.
Yeah, no. How did he reach the pedals?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
He looks like an awfully large 5-year-old.
Well.
Does he not?
Those exist.
He's got a beard. No. That is not a 5-year-old. That's like an 11-year-old.
I
would say like 11 or 12-year-old.
I don't know, man.
It's a big, discrepancy there.
Well, also, like, what kind of kid are you fucking raising if this kid is still in your car to go to buy an Italian supercar? I like that phrase, Italian supercar.
Yeah, it's nice.
What the hell? Like, that's a spoiled brat in the making, a little Baruch of salt.
So, funny story on funnier than this.
Funnier than this? What?
Well, no. I mean, it's just very funny. So my sister's wife is getting a car from her uncle, and he told her, like, I'll give it to you for $1 just so we can transfer the title. It's because to transfer the title, you have to actually have, like, an exchange of goods.
Oh.
So you can pay him $1, blah, blah, blah.
I see.
And so my sister's wife was telling my sister this, and my niece goes, $1? I'll give him $2.
Give me
so
that
now
car.
So she owns a car.
My niece has a car now.
She's how old?
It's great. She's 7.
7.
She does not have a car now.
Look at these 5-year-old, 7-year-olds trying to buy cars out here.
It was just so perfect that she was like, I'll give him $2. What you got?
And just then, let the bidding begin.
And then she goes,
let me bust open my piggy bank.
My niece said, she was like, I have 11 in my piggy bank right now.
You could be rich.
All right, kid. You're not getting a car. But, I mean, that's just, I don't know what the youth is. I don't know.
Hey, how's this kid drive? How does he even begin?
How does he know how to drive? How did he get out of the driveway?
Yeah, where were his parents that long enough that he was able to steal the car?
Steal the keys.
At 5.
Steal the car and get, I want to know how far away, like, he was from his home.
I was a latchkey kid, but not enough to where I could steal the car.
Well, it's because there wasn't a car there because your parents weren't home.
Yeah, that's true.
That was in Oregon?
That's true.
Yeah.
Wow. Utah.
Oh. Oregon is the strip club.
Yeah, Oregon strip club.
Oh, Oregon's a strip club. That's
one time, so when we lived in North Carolina, we drove a big old expedition, and our property is up on the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And with the property, our driveway went up, but then, like, if you had to turn to get into it, the other side was this pretty steep
mm-hmm.
hill that eventually went down a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom had ran in to go get something from inside the house and left us in the car running.
Sure.
And we were just sitting there. And my brother, I believe, middle one, Brett, crawls into the front seat and throws the car into neutral. And we start like the car starts rolling down this hill. And my mom, like, comes out, and she came out just in time, like, before we, like, went off the edge.
Oh, good
to
God.
Throw us into park. So that's a fun story about. And I was 6 when mm-hmm. they got divorced and we moved. Mm-hmm. So it means he must have been 4. So it was probably like 5 and a 3-year-old. We were in there and. Great. I mean, I had no idea. I was 5, though. I had no idea how to stop this car.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, God.
Well, you
here
know.
Here we go.
You needed
watch
that
out,
kid.
Doggy.
I never thought dog about tried to run stealing us. A car when I was younger.
I knew kids in middle school who stole one kid's. These 3 boys stole one of their mom's cars. She called the cops because she didn't know that it was her son who stole the car.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were like 12 years old, got a ticket or something. I don't remember, but they did have to go to court.
Still in jail.
And no, they're not.
Mom was like, lock him up forever. Get him out of my hair.
They did have
free child care.
And part of the punishment, I remember, was that they had to do a remedial art class.
What?
Yeah. What? I don't know why that was part of their punishment.
Draw your hand, turkey.
But
you're good
it was.
To go.
Draw your hand, turkey.
But yeah, I remember all of us being like, why would you steal your mom's car? You're 12. And he was just like, we wanted to go to the store. And, like,
ride your bike.
All 3 of them
jumped
into his mom's car, stole it, and then she called the cops because of it.
Damn. Mm. Yeah, no, I walked everywhere, biked everywhere.
Yeah, I stayed on my couch.
That's what I did.
Stayed on my couch.
My mom, the other day when she was over, she said something, and I don't know, I don't remember what we were talking about, but she was like, I knew where all of y'all were all the time. And then I looked at Chris, and I was like, she did know, but there were several nights where I was not home until about 5 a.m.
Like, Mom, you barely remember my slumber party with my kindergarten teacher.
Yeah. Yeah, you let me go to my kindergarten teacher's house for a slumber party.
Did you ever do that, Ryan?
Is that something your parents let you do?
Go to a slumber party at a teacher's house.
No.
Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges. And this is By the Cupboard. No, wait. Do you want us to... Oh, shit.
Okay, we'll try it again.
Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges on By the Cover, a new podcast.
Yeah, we're a talk show. God,
we're a Josie.
We're a comedy talk show centered around Amazon book review culture. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher.
Wherever podcasts are.
All the places.
You can't hide from us. Anyway, listen to our show. We're going to be funny. We're going to be talking about books, and it's going to be great.
Yay! Promo over.
The words I'm singing now mean nothing more than me. I'm an animal.
No. Yeah, in kindergarten, I got to
go. He's nervous at the idea of it. He's like, no.
No go.
That's fucking dumb.
What teacher? That's right. A kindergarten teacher.
Kindergarten teacher. Had the whole kindergarten class.
My parents did not allow that.
Sleeping over. Yep, mine did.
I didn't even go to church lock-ins, so.
I also feel like I was allowed to do more things than most people were. Because, well, my mom was working. She wasn't there.
Like, it's fair.
You know, it's fine.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, you turned out fine.
I did. And then even when I snuck out, I wasn't doing anything bad. I was going to go play video games at a friend's house.
Yeah.
That's all we did.
I remember just going to a bunch of camps.
I never got to go to camp.
I went to a bunch of camps, and I mean, I think we did some, like, I don't know. Remember how I was telling that one time that I couldn't
the peanut butter movie?
Yes.
No, tell
that
me.
That I had this.
You didn't tell me.
I had this thought of, like, this movie I saw.
He had a memory.
Yes, I had a memory where I was trying to think of this movie that I remember watching at one of these camps, and I thought my sister was there. I guess she wasn't. She claimed she wasn't. I remember her being there. But it was this weird-ass freaking movie where it's like this person put, like, peanut butter on it, and their hair, like, wouldn't stop growing. Like, and it would get, like, caught in bushes and stuff. I just remember. It was, like,
Mike
terrifying.
Would be the person that would remember
Mike
that
would
movie.
This.
I looked it up. It's called, like, the Peanut Butter Experience or something like that.
Yeah.
Or Experiment. Yeah, it's weird. I looked it up, but it was kind of like in my memory. I was just like, "That's a fucked up movie to be showing." It's weird.
They're all scared of peanut butter. Now we know why he doesn't like peanut butter.
See, we didn't go.
Ooh, Peanut Butter Falcon. That was such a good movie.
I think it's called the Peanut Butter Experience or Peanut Butter Experiment or something. Solution. Oh, Peanut Butter Solution.
Look, see.
And it was like they would put it on their head.
Peanut Butter Solution.
This kid's hair, like, I don't know if he had
1985 dark fantasy.
Somehow
film
his hair was falling
out.
Somehow his hair was falling out or something.
Cancer.
Or alopecia or something, I don't know. But he put like.
I'm sorry, he, I just.
That's not funny.
It looks like the same animation as the animated Hobbit.
Yo, look, see?
I've seen it. You've shown it to me.
Oh, I showed you the trailer, right?
Yeah.
And
plot.
It's weird.
It's like a Canadian movie.
Carol Baskin is an average 11-year-old boy. His father, Billy Baskin, what the fuck, is a struggling artist and a temporary sole caregiver of the children while his wife attends the needs of her recently deceased father in Australia. The needs? He's dead.
Australia?
He don't got none.
I thought it was Canadian.
Well, she has to get his life in order.
Upon hearing the news that the abandoned mansion had recently burned down, Michael and his friends Connie decide to explore the remains. Outside the mansion, Connie dares Michael to take a look inside, leading to a frightening encounter with the ghost of its homeless inhabitants died in the fire. This is called the Peanut Butter Solution. It says it's the plot. Is that not it?
I don't remember any of that shit. I just remember this kid with some long-ass hair getting caught in bushes and stuff.
The fright. Michael wakes up the next morning to find out that the fright has made him lose all of his hair.
Oh,
after
fright,
a failed attempt
oh my God.
With a wig, his wig was pulled off by an older boy during a fight in a soccer game. The ghost visits Michael in his sleep and gives him the recipe of a magical formula for hair growth, the main ingredient of which is peanut butter.
There we go.
Michael's first attempt to make... Okay, well, we need to do a Patreon episode in which we watch this movie and just comment.
I don't even know how to fucking find it.
We'll find it.
We'll find it.
I'm sure you can buy it on Amazon.
Yeah, maybe.
External links.
You have that shit on Blu-ray?
Look, it's on IMDb. Internet. No, I don't want to look at the...
How would you like that on your IMDb? You were the kid from the peanut butter section.
Watch on Prime Video. Included with Prime.
Yeah.
It's on Prime.
Oh, man.
Okay.
We gonna watch
well,
that.
Yeah,
we can
That's
be disturbed.
Fine.
That's right.
Love this. Oh, yep. Oh, yep. Nope. That's terrifying. What is this, like Coneheads?
It's
Listen,
weird.
Coneheads is great.
Yeah, it is.
I love it.
I'll look it up. Watch it at home.
Okay, that's fun. Well, we're going to do a Patreon thing. So if you want to hear us watch this movie, you want to watch it together, look, we'll include a free link.
Yeah.
We'll just, I'm pretty sure that's allowed. Mm-hmm. They're paying for it. No copyright.
We don't know.
I'm not sure.
I don't know how anything works.
We get
but
a letter, we'll let you
If
know.
You want to be included on that, watching us watch a movie. You can join our Patreon, or if you want to be a member of our
Netflix and Kill,
Shit Bits,
and the subscription box,
Armpit Fruit, Shit Bits and Armpit Fruit.
The Shit Bits box is a box that you can purchase for a small fee of $19.99, and it can include things anywhere. It always has
it's
a value
we own.
Of $50, probably.
It's always got at least a value of $5.
We promise we won't send you shit. So if you're interested in buying this, it will at least have one What's Your Excuse sticker.
All right.
I have to make some more.
So you
we'll
can
make
join
it
our
happen.
Patreon.
Join our Patreon. Add Patreon/What's Your Excuse
help
podcast.
Help Megan and Kaylin get rid of some stuff.
Patreon.com.
Patreon.com.
What's Your Excuse podcast?
Yeah, I figured they knew to put the dot com.
Yeah, but I think
maybe not.
Sometimes.
Sometimes y'all are dumb.
Thank you for listening.
Sometimes you're a fucking idiot. Go enjoy your Wednesday. I'm just
kidding. Right.
But just, you're not really. You're a smart, maybe, person. You listen to us. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe a person.
You might just play this for your cat. Who knows? Cat really finds our voices soothing, just goes to bed.
What fucked up cat?
Yeah, Kiki listens to me, so.
Well.
And she pays me back with her meow.
Yeah.
All the time.
It's equally as soothing,
yeah,
sure.
We had brunch day today, and they heard Kiki screaming the whole time.
Yep.
We had to lock her in the laundry room so she wouldn't go away while we were trying to enjoy our breakfast.
Yeah.
And she screamed the entire time. We're at 54 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Those biscuits were good. What were those?
Pillsbury blueberry biscuits. You can buy them with the. They're next to the cinnamon rolls.
You can buy them.
They had a chocolate chip version too. But
like, I stole them, but you could buy them.
I thought we were going to be a little healthy, so I got blueberry.
That was very nice.
Not chocolate chip, but there's lots of things you can do to support us, like listening to us and on all
which
of
I
your
think you're doing already
on all of your favorite platforms, but also telling your friends about us.
That's right.
But you can find us on Google Podcasts,
Spotify.
You can find us on Apple. And Stitcher.
I always forget the list of things. Yeah. We should really write them down.
Maybe. We'll get it.
You can also send us emails.
Yeah. At what's your excuse podcast at gmail.com. Sorry, that's I told right. you. Wait, no, you said it. Yeah. We were trading off. Yeah. You can follow us on Instagram at
what's your excuse podcast, no spaces or apostrophes.
That's right. Or on Facebook.
What's your excuse podcast with spaces and an apostrophe.
Because
we're not animals.
That's right. And
you can buy our shirts. You can. Threadless.
Threadless. List. Not list.
That's right.
List.
Threadless.
Y'all got shirts?
We do.
Yeah, fucking buy one.
Okay.
Jesus. That's all it takes.
All right. Sure.
That's how it works. And today we are back in the lovely Rogue Media Network studios.
That's right.
That's why sound quality is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's fun in here. We're having a good time.
Air conditioned.
I'm a little warm.
Just always a complaint.
I'm gonna complain. Where's my lemon water?
So I think that's it. Did you have anything else to say?
But don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe.
Yes.
Please subscribe. Tell all your friends to subscribe. Even if they don't want to listen, just hit that subscribe button on their phone. At this point, I don't care. Make them leave a review, too. Why would they not want
to
listen?
Also,
this is quality content.
Good people at Quip. Quip.
Quip. Yeah, them toothbrushes.
Yeah.
How you like it?
I really like it.
What they're going to think is, why would we pay them for advertising? They apparently are doing it anyway for free.
We have a sponsor. So we have our first person who wants us to talk about them.
Yay.
Because they trust us.
I need to go see her, actually.
I do, too. You want to see my armpit hair?
Yeah.
It's even longer. This
Ryan time. Should see it.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Look at that.
That's fucking dark.
I know. It was pretty clear. Like, it was, like, pretty light for a long time. And then all of a sudden, one day, it was like, bam, dark. And
oh,
I was like,
man.
What the fuck? Where'd you
come
from?
That's dark.
And that was like a bush.
That's going to hurt to be waxed.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Every time that it gets this long and then, like, that coarse.
Will it help if you shave it first?
She can't.
No, I mean, I could, like, trim it.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
But then, like, it's still the fact that the hair follicle has now gotten that big again.
Yeah.
So, and that's part of the reason why I can't shave is because my hair follicles are too big. And stuff gets in and then I get staph in my armpits.
We'll Instagram that.
Yeah. Caitlin's armpit hair. So. But anyways, who we're talking about is Waxed Bear.
That's right. I love her logo.
Isn't it so cute? It's like
cute.
A little bear going, oop.
Yeah.
So that's waxed as like you would spell waxed and then bear. I believe it is B-A-R-E.
Mm-hmm.
But she's got a little bear as the logo.
Yeah.
And it's super cute. You can find her on Instagram, Facebook. Facebook is where she has all of her product listing and stuff like that.
Mm.
And her name is Julie. She has been my waxing lady for 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah.
She's amazing. I've gone to several other people, and they never do as good a job as she does.
Yeah.
Obviously, I mean, with 5 years of going back to someone, that
there's
means
a
that
reason.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, especially when they're waxing all areas.
Exactly. And, like, I will say, I mean, she's waxed my eyebrows for
that's
that long.
Nice. Yeah.
And then I went to armpits once Dr. Longbaby was like, yeah, I don't think you can shave anymore. He was like, I don't, this isn't good for you.
Yeah.
And so then she moved to my armpits.
Now I'm in butthole.
And then she finally convinced me to get a Brazilian. And I will say I was nervous about it at first because, well, like, you got to drop your fucking pants.
It's not that bad.
And lay there. Yeah. But she be terrified. Like, kept it completely professional.
Falls.
Yeah. She does know how to do that, though.
Yeah.
No. So, men, if you want a Brazilian, you can also get one.
That's right.
So, I mean, she does both men and women. All of the services, if you want. She does, like, whole body, too. You can get your whole face waxed. Different things like that. She typically has first-time promotions. Where if it's your first time getting waxed, you can go get some fun stuff. I don't know. It's like cheaper.
That's great. Yeah, you've always said really good things about her.
So. Yeah, and she gets all those hairs out. Like, it's always a real clean wax.
Yeah.
She threw us a couple masks.
She did. Yeah. When all of this stuff was going down because her doors, you know, obviously had to close. She came by and she gave us all some, you know, masks. The ones that she wears because she is always safe. Like when she's doing your face or anything like that, she always has a mask on because, well, she's leaning over your face.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to, like, breathe on you.
Yeah.
So protects her and us. But, yeah, she's highly professional, but 110% recommend her. If you go her way, let her know that it is us, and maybe I'll talk to her about a discount. If it's your,
I thought you had already worked it out.
No, I forgot about that. You think I was that prepared?
If you go her way, well,
let's see. Well, you can get, if it's your first time and you mention our name, then you get $5 off your first wax. That's what we'll say.
And if that's not cool with her, Caitlin's paying her $5.
I will reimburse. But I'm sure right now she's just grateful to have.
Yeah.
And then also just make sure that you actually go. Because I know that a lot of people right now are canceling.
Well, and I think that's just a courteous on any, in any appointment-based industry.
Yeah.
If you make an appointment, be there.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or let people know ahead of time if you're not going to make it. That's fine if,
like, at least
comes
a day
out.
In advance, not 30 minutes before or something.
Or not whenever you're already 15 minutes late.
Yeah. Yeah. At that point, Jesus.
Yeah.
But anyways, go support Wax Bear, Julie. She is the best waxer in Waco, hands down.
Yeah.
I've seen some other ones, and yeah, guarantee you they're not as good as her.
Yeah.
Everyone that I've ever recommended to her has loved her, and they are now all solid clients of hers, too.
Perfect.
So if you want to be waxed and you want your hair to grow back real slow, because, yeah, like I said, this was, like, almost non-existent for, like, the first month of quarantine, and then all of a sudden it was like, bam.
Yeah.
Peanut butter solution on there.
Peanut butter solution. Start,
that shit is
got
crazy.
Got some Rapunzel armpits. Can
oh,
braid
my
it.
God. It gets caught in bushes.
Yeah. I do like to pull on it sometimes. I just sit there and do this. It's kind of fun. You don't do that? I don't do that.
Nope. Don't do it.
Mike, you do that? You sit there and pull on your armpit hair?
Nope.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, he doesn't.
You do it to your beard, huh? Yeah, it's kind of fun. Like, it feels cool. Anyways.
All right, well, that's it for this week.
Time for that theme song.
That's right. Goodbye.
Bye. Thanks for coming.
What's your excuse?
We're not beautiful enough.
All right. All the weird mouth sounds we make.
Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah, but then you want to shower in your hot poop smell and shit for days.
Shit just poured right out of your butthole.
Yeah, oily butthole bullets.
Mine says refreshingly tart.
Ooh. Trail of twats. Shoot water into your butthole.
Yeah, I'm done doing shit for y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, motherfucker.
This has been Rogue Media Network Podcast.